Boise State University this week announced furloughs for all staff and full-time faculty. The university says canceled events and student refunds have cost nearly $10 million in lost revenue. Across college athletics, uncertainty around the fall football season could cost schools even more. Troy Oppie reports.
Boise State staff will take between 4 and 10 workdays without pay, depending on their salary. Athletic coaches and staff are not exempt from furlough, including head football coach Brian Harson, who is the highest paid state employee. For just football, furloughs will save around $175,000. Budgets could be taking an even larger hit if sports don't return this fall.
If there is no college football this fall, there's very little likelihood there will be any other sports, because 85% of the revenue derived in college athletics comes from the sport of football.
That's Craig Thompson, commissioner of the Mountain West Conference, speaking on the conference broadcast network Monday. Football at Boise State operates with about $4.5 million in profit and drives additional department revenue like donations. The sport generates just over half the total athletics budget, subsidizing costs to field nearly every other team wearing blue and orange. Thompson says the threat of reduced football revenue has conference athletic directors talking about things like reducing the number of competitions or participants in non-football sports.
Ways to reduce the costs of running and promoting those sports versus the inevitable challenge of, do we have to cut a sport? Nobody wants to cut any sports.
It's still too soon to predict anything, which is a big part of the problem. Teams need 4 to 6 weeks at a minimum to practice and prepare for the season. If part or all of the football season at Boise State is compromised, an athletics department official told me nothing would be off the table. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.